Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this wonderful day of redemption where at an acceptable time you have heard us and you have drawn us into this amazing love, Lord. Thank you in this day with your word prophesied that we now live in you, in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom, with all the heavenly blessings in tune with your leading, Jesus. And thank you for this wonderful word we're reading this morning, just seeing your wonderful compassion, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the wonderful intention of bringing life in every way to us and to this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 7, verse 11 to 15. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her and said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the bier they were carrying him on, and the bearer stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can turn from the dead. We have turned from the dead, died with Jesus, and now we live with this compassionate, beautiful, wonderful Lord and Savior and Big Brother that's leading us into life and life in abundance. This word has just brought me such compassion and motivation. I mean, yeah, he's just seen the mother of the child, and the mother of the child, because it's her only child, he has compassion, and he raises the child from the dead. Isn't that the beautiful God that we serve? And then it's so beautiful in John 14, he says, in this day of salvation that we've now entered into, where we must work together with Jesus. And so this wonderful Jesus that we've seen here in the book of Luke this last couple of weeks, he speaks against sickness and that sickness and those problems. So in this kingdom, this is the kingdom that we are in, he's come to give us life and life in abundance. All these infirmities, the trials, anything that affects our soul and our body is all of the devil. It's the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus speaks against it. He won't let the demons speak, and he casts them out. And yet we see he's the bringer of life. And isn't it beautiful to know that we have come into that kingdom, into that amazing love in the Father, in the Son, in the heavenly provision that we have now? So it's just so beautiful to know. You know, that John 14 prophesies that Jesus tells his disciples he won't leave them, but he'll come to them. And then in that day, they will know that they in the goodness of God, in the presence of the Father, in the presence of the angels, in the kingdom. And then so beautifully, he says in that he will reveal himself to them. And then Judas asks the question, how will you show yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus replied, this is a key. This is why we awake and we start the day with the mercies of God. He says, anyone who loves me will obey my teachings, to abide in me. They will continue in me. And my Father will love them. And we, amen, will come to them and make our home with them. So guys, be blessed. We've been brought into what no eye has seen nor ear has heard. But that is what God is leading us into, the amazing mercies, the amazing favor, the amazing healing, and the beauty that has come in the new covenant, in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.